Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 10 felonies in less than 30 minutes.
Efficient.
Rodney Edward King Jr., 29.
Rodney King, really?
Accused of committing crimes against 7 people in Columbus, Ohio.
Like a marathon.
This was all in one morning last week. Police say King robbed residents, 5 random apartments or homes, threw a rock at a cab after he couldn't get into it.
Nice. That helps. Down, down, down.
That was his plan for a getaway car.
Exactly, but the guy left.
Hailing a cab.
See, this time just go Uber.
Cab driver clearly knew this guy was not someone he wanted in the car.
And you're holding merchandise and money.
The door lock.
Right.
King can't get in, and he throws a rock at the cab.
All that in 30 minutes. Thanks, Red Bull.
Then he boarded a municipal bus.
Oh, see?
And attacked the driver with a screwdriver.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you want to screw the driver.
Exactly.
Like orange juice and vodka?
That's the right tool.
See, that'd be cool if he came up orange juice and vodka.
He's going to screw the driver with a screwdriver.
Right. Well, he seemed nuts.
He took a swing, and then he hit the driver in the foot with the screwdriver. Oh, that's got to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it was his gas pedal foot.
It was probably his brake foot. Called him to speed up even more.
Wouldn't that be the same?
When it goes to 55 miles an hour, watch out.
Wouldn't the brake foot be the same?
Well, he was kind of a weird driver.
Okay. That's why this guy was so mad with the screwdriver.
Exactly.
You can't use both feet.
Exactly. That's what, because he was
supposed to use one foot.
Right. He seems screwy. That's why I had a screwdriver.
This bus is automatic.
That makes complete sense now.
Right. But Mr. King was just trying to correct a bad situation.
Exactly. Because he's also a concerned person about the folks on the roadway.
Right. And this was in Ohio, not Florida.
No, see?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, Ohio's working its way.
That's even weirder.
Yep. Yeah!
Guy blowtorching weeds burns down 3 houses.
No, no weeds, though.
I know what you're thinking. This one must be
Florida.
It's not.
Where
it's
is
Ohio.
It? Oh, my God, Ohio!
What's happening there?
Dumb Ohio folks in Ohio. No. Dumb folks in Ohio. Dumb folks in Ohio.
Is that supposed to be Neil Young?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh,
Neil, not
four,
so young.
Instead of 4 dead in Ohio? Yeah.
Dumb folks in Ohio. Hello, dumb folks in Ohio.
Sounds like you're doing some American Indian.
That's how they sing, very vibrato. Mm. Not my fault. That's how they sing.
Guy in Ohio decided to clear some overgrown weeds in his yard Monday. He thought he'd burn them with a blowtorch, and you can guess the rest here.
Mm.
Fire got out of control, and he accidentally burnt down 3 houses.
3 houses gone in Ohio. Burned down in Ohio. Burned down in Ohio. Ah!
And what is this a clip of? Is this a police officer?
One of the firefighters.
Firefighter.
When I was first on scene, when I got here, flames are going about 100 feet up in the air. It was in between 2 houses. It started like in a garage area and back, but it had already gone to 2 other houses. So I radioed in for additional personnel and as much fire apparatus as we can get. As you can see, we've got at least 3 houses that are totally destroyed at this point.
Next 3 time. Houses.
3 houses. Not 1, not 2, but 3. 3 houses. Yep. Next time use Roundup.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Softy truck.
You know, you can't even say it sounded like a good idea at the time.
No!
Yeah, I know. No. Yeah. And all the planning and all, this was not a good idea.
You don't even ask, what were you thinking? Oh, you weren't thinking,
no.
Were you?
Yeah. The fault was not material, no.
None of that going on.
No, your brain was not working at all, no.
Just lazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spy lawnmower.
Not thinking that this could all go up.
Get a sickle or sheep, one of the two.
You know, the world's biggest or greatest bluefish tournament is this weekend.
Yes.
It's Saturday and Sunday. Port Jeff Ferry Bluefish Tournament, and Danny Bacchino has won the thing twice, 2001, 2007.
Wow.
So I'm interested in what you're going to say. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, guys. Thanks morning. For having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on.
Morning, champ.
Let's talk. And by the way, he's the only person in the world who ever do it.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Right. So champion.
Twice.
Right.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
So let's talk about
luck.
What's that?
It's luck.
Luck.
Right.
Being modest.
Big part of it, but you must know something because you did it twice. Let's talk about 2001. What happened?
2001. That was by myself, actually. I usually fish with my dad. He had a little health issue that year. I knew where the fish were before I even went out. When I usually scout that week.
How do you scout?
It takes some time off during the week and go out and see what you can find and, you know.
What do you mean? You look in the water? Do you throw your line out there?
You would go in different areas and see where the bigger fish are before trying to even start.
So. Like a fish finder or something like that in the boat?
What was that?
You have a fish finder on the boat or something?
Yeah, but you would definitely hit different spots and see what's there, what's not there. So when it comes tournament time, you kind of knew.
But when you say see, I'm trying to get a, just act like we don't know anything.
Because we don't.
Yeah.
Right. Act like you're talking to stupid people.
Right. I'm even worse. I'm even dumber. Yes.
I was including you in stupid people.
I know, but I want to go one step further.
All right. So are you looking in the water? Are you with a fish finder? Are you throwing your line in to see if you could pull something out? How do you go and see if there's...
No, you're just fishing in different spots that you normally hold fish and seeing what the size of the fish are there.
Oh, the size.
So when the tournament comes, you kind of have an idea. You don't waste time. You go directly.
So the big fish hang out together?
Yeah.
Like clicks.
Yeah. If you're catching 2-pound fools, you're not obviously going to catch the 15-pound fool fish in that. So you just kind of bypass that and go to a different spot.
Wow. So when all the big ones are together and a little one comes around, they all look at the little one and say, you're not supposed to be here.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is a big fish only. Yeah.
See, the fish have no. They have no groups. They haven't organized yet.
No.
What do you mean I can't be here? Of course I could be here.
It must be this big to hang out
this
here.
This is my ocean, too. I could be anywhere I want.
No, it's not. It's our pond. We're bigger fish. So shut up.
I say ocean, I mean sound.
Exactly.
All right. So you do a little investigating during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then on tournament day, you go right out there?
Yeah, you kind of pick what you found during the week that would help you the most for that. Right. Tournament and pray you get lucky, and a couple times I did.
Do you pray? And what is there a special prayer
that
you
pray to fish gods? Fish gods?
No, there's no praying. You just hope.
No, but let's act like we're on the boat and it's time to pray. What do you say,
Our Father?
no praying. You just no praying. At least for me, I just hope.
I thought you said pray.
Right. No, he's looking for prey. Yes.
Ah, I got you.
Right.
Well, now, if you pull out to this spot and you see a million other boats, what do you do?
Well, that's a whole different story. I mean, me personally, I'm usually not here on the boats.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you talk into your mouthpiece, please?
Yeah, I'm usually not near other boats. I'm kind of trying to find a spot all by myself.
You do investigative work during the week. Then tournament day, you go back out to that spot, and if there's a bunch of boats out there, you kind of try to get yourself away from those boats.
Yeah, basically, but sometimes you can't, so you got to just deal with it.
And in 2001, when you pulled the fish out, or the winning fish, did you know it was a winner, or did you think it was a contender, or how did that go?
I knew it was a contender. I didn't know it was the winner. I mean, it was like near 17 pounds. They get bigger than that. So it was a good one, but it wasn't, you know.
Yeah,
I wasn't like...
You didn't think it was a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't stop fishing and go home and go back to bed, put it that way.
What's the heaviest bluefish you've caught?
During a tournament?
No.
Just in general.
Just ever.
It's over 20 pounds.
Wow. Okay, so I could see how when you catch a 17, you're thinking, all right.
That's good eating.
This could win, but maybe not.
Right.
Yeah.
Years ago when this tournament was where they used to tag the fish and then let it go, my father had me fishing back then when it was in, the heaviest bluefish, so we see how to catch the tag fish.
Are you pulling a fish out right now? It sounds like you're busy.
What?
He's studying right now.
Did you have to go through the whole lie detector thing and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They hire an FBI guy, WICC. He's from Boston. He comes down with his wife, and he hooks you up to the polygraph tester.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta definitely take a bite.
I heard that, but was that unnerving? Because I think I might fail a lie detector test, even if I'm telling the truth.
He's all freaked out, he'll hook to the wires.
You know what I mean? Because he gets just so freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first time in 2001, wires all hooked up to you. You're sweating there, you're in a room. He's telling you he's an FBI guy for 30 years. It's definitely... But they allow for a little bit of nervousness, They
okay, yeah, they give you that.
Right, you saw yourself good, yeah.
Yeah.
And they try to cross-examine you. They try to catch you to lie. I mean, they're not stupid.
Wow.
That's so crazy for a fishing tournament. Yeah.
How much did you win in 2001?
It was $25,000.
Okay, and so the same in 2007?
Yeah.
Damn, you won $50,000.
And you've won twice. I'm going to accuse you of cheating by any chance?
Cheating? You can't cheat on that one.
No.
I don't know.
Well, we just talked about a lie detector test.
Right, but I mean,
you're presumed to be a cheater when you come back.
Yeah, I mean,
sit down.
Yeah.
Put these wires on. I'm FBI, 30 years. You're not going to pull one over on me,
right,
Fisherman? But now let's talk about what happened.
Right.
And did they ask you a bunch of questions to kind of qualify you? Like, all right, who's the president?
they really ask a lot of questions. It's not like a 5-minute polygraph test. You're there for quite a bit, and the guy's pretty thorough.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Huh.
Any advice you have to folks who are signing up for the tournament this weekend? It's going to be a beautiful day, by the way.
It is.
Beautiful Saturday.
Yes.
Beautiful Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah.
You want to talk about a day to go fishing? We got it Saturday, Sunday. So if you've been waiting to see what the weather's going to do, good for you. But now's the time to register for this Port Jeff Ferry Bluefish Tournament. We're linked up at WPLR.com. What's your advice, Danny?
Just fish hard and hope you get some luck. I mean,
I'm going to write that down. Right. Fish hard and hope you get some luck.
Right. Just be a t-shirt, yes. Right.
I could have told you that.
I just want to get with
fish
the secret.
Fish hard and just good luck.
Danny's secret away. Come on.
Yeah. Danny knows something. This is like, we need to get a lie detector guy in here and or torture guy and get it out of Danny.
Exactly.
What's the secret, Danny?
Come on, tell us.
Just fish hard.
Thumb screws.
We already know that, Danny.
Battery cables.
Give us a secret.
Nibbles.
Just pray.
Right.
This is a professional fisher person.
Exactly.
He's not giving up his secrets.
Damn no.
Yeah.
Not me.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend, and thanks for coming on, and congratulations on your success. Thank you, Danny. Let's talk to Mike DeVito, Public Information Officer, Milford Police Department. There was a road rage incident that led to an assault and arrest. This is... I think it could happen to anybody.
It can.
Right?
Yes.
Not the assault part, but where it gets ragey.
Exactly. Not exclusive to anybody.
Officer DeVito, what happened?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you put that part in, how it could happen to almost anybody. You know what? You drive around. I have a pretty good ride every day. I go from Milford to Madison, and... You just see some crazy stuff on what people are doing and squeezing in, and you just kind of have to let it go because it does infuriate at times, but it obviously when you look at cases like this, you realize it's not really worth it.
It's got to be harder for you because you're a cop, right?
No, not really because I'm not then when I'm driving, so I don't look at it that way, but it's just you just have to, I guess, knowing what you know, how these outcomes come, it's just oh, and let it go. 5 minutes later, it'll be forgotten. But you do see some, crazy stuff out there for sure. And we all do,
We're going to talk about this crazy thing in a second because this is, I read this and I said, we have to talk about this
one. They get crazy.
This one. one. Yes. This one's a wild one.
Yes.
What are some things to do if you get into road rage with somebody? Right? One they say is like, just break off eye contact.
Well, right. No. So listen. So the victim is by his street on Sunday, and he sees a guy driving by what he, you know, believes to be excessively fast, and he lets him know about it. So the
how?
Well, he voiced his displeasure with it very loud, and I guess the suspect had some kids in the car, so he just decided it'd be best not to stop. It would have been best to do that and also not to do what he decided to do, which was to come back. So it would have been, it could have been over. He went by, he didn't stop, he let the guy have his 18 seconds, and he went home. But then he decided to come back, and then
without the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So then at that point, you know, it's pretty much a guarantee that nothing good is going to come from it, right? When you come back, he's not going to come back and chat with him about it and discuss it. It's going to...
let's have a conversation about what you yelled out.
With my fists.
Can you give us an idea of what he yelled?
He took offense to that his driving was criticized by the victim, and wow. then it escalated from there. And then the rest is pretty much what you read. I mean, he did punch him several times. I guess you guys got to... He got a little charge out of the fact that he left him in a little small puddle of water. We do want to emphasize.
I didn't get a charge.
It was
I thought it was freaking scary.
It was not a deep amount of water. You guys do know that, right?
Right.
All right,
puddle,
no, but let's go through this, all right? Because you're assuming everybody listening knows what happened. So this guy comes back, has this conversation.
Right, with the
turns
fists.
Into closed fist, three or more punches.
Pow, 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 right.
Grabs the guy after he punches him, brings him over to a puddle. And pushes his face into the puddle.
So it's some kind of a Western.
That's pretty accurate. That's pretty much what happened. I just talked to the officer just a few moments ago just to make sure that's the way it went down. And he pretty much, you said we covered all the points. That's what you're saying.
Right. All right. It's scary because when you're that mad,
right.
To close fist punch someone multiple times you never met just because they yelled something out. But then, jeez. Like, that's not enough.
Right.
I'm going to take your face and I'm going to put it in the puddle.
Right. Luckily it rained, so there's a puddle there. I'll have to make one.
Yeah. Now, did he say something to the victim right before he put his face into the puddle?
Not necessarily linked to why he was doing that, no. He was just continually, you know, was upset that he was cursed that for his driving and whatnot.
Right.
Can't take critique.
You know, I guess the fortunate thing is that, the age is listening. So both these gentlemen are older, one's 48 and one's slightly older, so he's in his early 50s. So fortunately, at least gentlemen back in that day settle these things with their fists, which not that I'm condoning that, but it's better than what happens nowadays.
Yeah,
you know
guns.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it was an old school 1980s, 1990s kind of a confrontation, which
right.
is still not good, but at least it's far better than what you see so often now.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
The puddle to me... is after you punch the guy, like what happened between once you punch someone, I feel like you release so much anger that you're all right, I'm
right.
done.
Well, maybe it's like clean yourself off.
You know, you have to remember the distance between the assault and the puddle is a very, very short distance. So it was
like, all right, now let's
it was more I'm done with you and I'm threw him down and he ended up in a small puddle that was in the street because it all occurred right there. He didn't have to like drag him a great distance to get him out to this to where he left him.
Right.
It was just, he was done punching him. I guess his hand was tired or his elbow or his shoulder or all of the above. He was done with him. So he threw him on the ground. It happened to be a puddle there where he threw him.
Oh, there you
okay. Because the story. See now, you can't read. You can't believe everything you read.
Right.
Well, you can believe it. It's just you have to. You know, you can't include everything in this press
well,
release.
Let me. All right. So I don't have your press release. I have a story.
Oh, okay.
All right, and it's
probably one and the same.
Mine is a different version.
It's more Hollywood.
Saying,
yeah.
That's why I'm saying you can't believe everything you read. It says
right.
Male victim punched. Multiple times with a closed fist and then dragged the victim to a puddle in the roadway and pushing the victim's face into the water.
Yeah, that's accurate. I'm just, all I was trying to say is the dragging part was not as is not as dramatic as it seems to be.
It was like 25 feet dragged him into the water. It's kind of like a
it's not
right
like
there.
He dragged him.
He didn't drag him
town.
Down to Long Island Sound.
Exactly. Right.
Who's
yeah.
that guy dragging that guy down the street?
Leave him alone. I got
hey, where are you going? I'm going to the closest puddle.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't rained in days.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I'll find someone who just washed the car.
I'm going to the beach.
I'm gonna find the puddle.
Damn it. I mean,
the beach at East Broadway is pretty wide there, guys.
Yes,
you didn't
exactly.
like drag him out to the sound.
Right. I'm going to Gulf Beach.
I'm not laughing at what happened.
No.
Because it's
not
dangerous.
No, of course not. No.
And somebody was hurt.
Right.
And it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Right. It is factual, so it's a little bit, you know, humorous when you read it like that. But the point is we're making, and so your listeners will get it, is it's just as infuriating as we all get. We've all been kind of been on both sides, you know, when you're out by your street and they go racing by, or when you're driving and you get cut off and whatnot, you get infuriated. So you're part of it one way or the other, but the point we're all trying to make is just let it go.
All right, when's the last time you had sex? That's how we'll do it. And you'll call in, and everyone in will get in the running for Bob Saget at College Street Music Hall, Thursday, October 24th. Dr. Tammy is here, and let's see. Me, weekend, Sunday. So Sunday, AJ?
I was not there that weekend, no. Thank you.
I'm glad
that.
You were not.
Thank you. I know we hang out a lot, but right. yeah, no. I got a better one. I got a friend of mine, 26 years.
Wow.
26 years.
26 years.
26
How
years.
Old is
I was
he?
Talking. He's early 50s.
Okay, what's going on there?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
yeah. 26 years.
You get my number?
He's been married. It's got to be like around 30 years. So out of the 30 years, 26 years.
Okay, oh so he'll God. Call me.
It seems like a long time.
26 years. Apparently, like the first couple of years they did, and then
nothing.
Gone. Exactly. That's,
that's most of my life.
I think that qualifies as a sexless marriage.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I think it
that
defines,
would be since Ashley's been born.
I think it defines a sexless marriage.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
that would classify.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to ask on that one.
This guy's very irritable, by the way. I try not to piss him off at all.
All right.
Cranky.
No, you don't want to.
No, you do not want to.
A little cranky and edgy.
A little cranky? No. Then define the word cranky. Yeah.
All right, well, if that person called, they would definitely be in the running.
Right.
But even if you did it 5 minutes ago, we'll put you in the running. We'll just share a kind of go around the room.
We don't care.
So let's say, all right. So don't let that be the standard.
Yeah,
here,
no. There's no bar here. There's no bar
all right,
here.
So 29, 30-year marriage, 26 years. No sex,
oh my
right?
God.
Okay. Ashley?
I think it was Sunday, actually. Sunday.
You think it was when you were there?
I was there. I was trying to... The days go by so quickly. It was Sunday.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's
so
quick,
my,
huh?
My thing is when you get a nap in the middle of the day, every day seems like 2 days.
Right.
So you don't know where you are in the
week,
and you have to kind
of
count back.
Right.
And,
yep.
I don't know how you guys manage it, because you have such strange schedules.
Thank you.
Manage what?
Like your whole love life. Like you get up in the middle of the night, you come to work. I don't know.
Oh, you meant with somebody?
It's
very weird because I will, you get hungry like the wolf.
Right.
And you're hungry like the wolf. And if you don't get it going by a certain time, like, 8:30, whatever.
You're in bed.
All of a sudden, that switch just goes off. And it's all I want to do is just lay down flat.
Right.
Your body shuts
and
down.
And not have anyone on me.
Exactly.
Wow. You hit the finish line. You're done.
Wow, yeah, it's probably different time periods. From 8 to 8:10, I'll do whatever.
Like green light,
8:10,
yellow light.
8:20, I got to be laying on my back.
You're out. You're out.
8:30. I'm gone.
Good ejection seat.
Yeah. It's really weird how that,
that's
one.
That's a lot of the reason that people don't have sex, because they're on totally different schedules. Some people stay up late. Some people go to bed early. And they just can't quite find the sweet spot. But that's dangerous. Because kill relationships? Well, like AJ said, yes, it could kill relationships if you can't find the sweet spot.
Exactly, yeah. It's not there.
Close.
What are you doing down there? Damn it.
Not quite.
Anne in Newtown.
Hi. My sister has been in a sexless marriage for 16 years.
Oh, my God.
16 years. Wow.
And it is just because they've slept in separate bedrooms for probably 14 years. Mm-hmm. And because he snores a lot and she doesn't want to, you know, share the bed with him.
Right.
That's a thing. That's the real thing.
But he has said that he no longer has a sex drive and just isn't interested.
Ah.
Well, you could shut it off.
He found football, didn't he?
It's possible. You shut it off. It's absolutely possible.
What happens,
though? You can just shut it down. Like, the more you have sex, the more you want sex. It's like a natural aphrodisiac. But when you stop having it, your body stops producing all those, like, hormones that say you want sex. And it'll just shut down and say, okay, we're done. We'll just put that away.
He recently went to the doctor and he found out that he has low testosterone. So
absolutely.
He has pumped up the whole thing to that.
Well, that may be part of it, too, because your body would just shut that down.
There's pills or something.
Yeah,
there's treatment for low T.
If you want it, you could jack it back up, for sure.
You got to jack it back up.
At this point, they feel like it's just awkward, and they're like best friends.
I'll walk around with a IV. I have to.
I got
to
jack it back up.
You got to jack it back up.
Yeah, jack it back up.
Give me a T-shirt.
Jack it back up. Reboot.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
All right, Ian, we're going to put you in the running for the Bob Saget tickets.
16 years.
Thank you.
And her sister.
Right, yeah. She could, yeah, she just laugh.
Robert in Bristol.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on, man.
Yeah, talk to us.
All right. The last time that we actually officially had was April 2015.
2015
was a tax day,
and you said the last time you got screwed
exactly
by the government. Yeah,
exactly right.
No, we're talking about your wife, sir. All right, so you're
I've never had relations with anybody else.
Oh, all right, good.
And you're married. You're still married, but the last time you guys were intimate was 2015.
Correct.
Well, 420.
And do you know why that is?
I don't know. She just got influenced, I think, by my daughters.
Oh.
You know, she just kind of turned off to me.
Or you were so good, she needed a break.
Well,
well, we do have 5 kids.
Right, exactly.
Wow. God, the woman
almost had 6. Almost had 6, right.
Yeah, maybe like, that has something
to do. I got to turn your ass off.
But what do you mean, influenced by your daughters?
Well, they all moved in.
Oh, so you have a house full of kids. I mean, that's...
I am grandkids, or
oh,
had.
Oh, my God. That, she's exhausted. Poor
what do you
woman.
Mean you had grandkids?
Would you sell them?
Well, all right. Yeah, that could be weird having sex in the house when the children are there.
Right.
Well,
let's make it a game.
What's that? I can't hear you.
I actually have 5.
You have 5.
4 daughters, 1 son.
Right.
Okay. And so,
grandkids.
Since they've moved, so they... came back when they came back whoever came back that's when I kind of slowed down
kind of because they're all grown.
There's more to the story here,
right?
Yeah, he's just calling in for the Bob Saget. It's like don't give me the third degree.
Well,
just like sign me up. I told you the date now. Move on.
April 2015.
Yeah,
no,
I'll honor that
on the radio.
All right, Robert, you're in the running for the Bob Saget tickets. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Right. He won't be busy.
You know, one of the reasons
what?
That people stop having sex because they don't want to climb over the giant pile of resentment in the middle of the bed. Like, sometimes there's, like, a big relationship issue.
What? There's a pile of resentment? What, like laundry?
Yeah, really.
Let's fold this
I resent
this
that.
Out
sometimes
of the way.
It's bigger than laundry.
Well, but there's makeup sex.
I've heard.
Sometimes,
what
you know,
do you mean there's resentment?
She's still young. She's like makeup.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Resentment? What do you mean?
Like years of arguing and resentment and problems and, you know, like that whole thing, don't go to bed mad. Like that doesn't work.
Like, angry sex is good too.
I kind of dog. Just like, yeah, that doesn't work.
I can't go to bed. That's ridiculous. I don't know who thought of that.
I have no idea, damn it.
Right. Okay. So that's not a big part of Secret to Happiness. Don't go to bed angry.
It works like, for like
please.
The first year or two.
Right.
I mean, you've been married for 15, 20, 30 years, and this is never going to work. You're not going to resolve everything before you go to bed.
I just had a light bulb moment here.
That was you?
The light bulb go on and
I
then
saw
go
something.
Poof.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
But to have Dr. Tammy sit down with couples who are about to get married.
Yeah.
Like, so, tell me some of your strategies you're going to be using to get through the marriage.
Right.
And then Tammy would be sitting there.
Exactly.
And that's the whole show.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Next couple next week.
Right.
And here she is. We're going to make sure we never go to bed angry.
Ever.
Good luck.
That was good.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to watch that show every week. All right. We're linked up. Dr. Tammy is the best. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.